Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and I want to welcome you to day 12 of the series of Lenten readings and meditations that I've prepared for you. Today, I'm carrying on with yesterday's theme of words and the power of words, and they are by Father Henry Nouwen, with whom you are becoming familiar. Now, I think. Often, we remain silent when we need to speak. Without words, it is hard to love well. When we say to our parents, children, lovers, or friends, I love you very much, or I care for you, or I think of you often, or you are my greatest gift, we choose to give life. It is not always easy to express our love directly in words, but whenever we do, we discover we have offered a blessing that will be long remembered. When a son can say to his father, Dad, I love you, and when a mother can say to her daughter, Child, I love you, a whole new blessed place can be opened up. A space where it is good to dwell. Indeed, words have the power to create life. To be a witness for God is to be a living sign of God's presence in the world. What we live is more important than what we say, because the right way of living always leads to the right way of speaking. When we forgive our neighbors from our hearts, our hearts will speak forgiving words. When we are grateful, we will speak grateful words. And when we are hopeful and joyful, we will speak hopeful and joyous words. When our words come too soon, and we are not yet living what we are saying, we easily give double messages. Giving double messages, one with our words and another with our actions, makes us hypocrites. May our lives give us the right words, and may our words lead us to the right life. Thank you.